Kim Jong-il, the reclusive dictator who kept North Korea at the edge of starvation and collapse, died Saturday morning. Called the dear leader by his people, Mr. Kim remained an unknowable figure. He is believed to have been born in Siberia in 1941, when his father was in exile in the Soviet Union. But in North Korea's official accounts, he was born in a cabin in Korea in 1942, accompanied by the appearance of a bright star in the sky and a double rainbow that touched the earth. Little is known of his upbringing, apart that he graduated in 1964 from Kim Il-sung University, one of the country's many monuments to his father. He appeared episodically at state events, rarely speaking. When he did, he revealed a high-pitched voice and little of his father's easygoing charisma. In his youth and middle age, there were stories about his playboy lifestyle. There were tales of lavish meals at a time his country was starving, his cook wrote in a book after leaving the country. His bouffant hairdo, elevator shoes, and oversized sunglasses, along with a passion for top-label liquor, made him the butt of jokes. Mr. Kim was fascinated by film. He was said to keep a library of 20,000 foreign films, including the complete James Bond series, his favorite. But he rarely saw the outside world, save from the windows of his luxury train, which occasionally took him to China. Possibly as many as 2 million people, almost 10% of the population, died in a famine in the 1990s, brought on by incompetence and natural disasters. "Do not expect me to change," is a popular catchphrase Mr. Kim used to exhort his people to remain loyal to his socialist ways. Kim Jong-il is indeed a Hollywood stereotype of a wacky, post-Cold War dictator.